This week with.
I'm gonna leave that as like after the actual intro music, folks. So welcome to From a Certain Point of View, the Wooden Bull Films podcast. This is the second Thursday episode that we are doing, where we're just going to talk about some trade stuff, and we're also going to have a fun little game. So without further ado, we're just going to make it quick and sharp so you can get right into hearing about the funky cool stuff that's coming out in the world of film and television.
We need to know. Everybody needs to know
so that then they can wait around for maybe 2 years until it comes out. But I know
Don't worry. Don't get sucked in.
The
entire planet is vaccinated and there's no more diseases ever anywhere,
we can all start going to movie theaters again.
Or we just move to New Zealand. They got that stuff figured out, man. They know what's up.
Same with Australia. Got it going down. Under.
And...
So, those guys, do they ever go home?
I don't know.
Like they have like a room here.
I hope is that I'm as horrible as a human being as they are when I'm older. That's all I hope.
They let me out and this is where I go.
Oh man.
We pre-discussed, folks. I've got a bunch of things that I want to talk about, but Justin only has one. So I don't steal his thunder, I'm going to let him unleash on the world.
unleash. Hey, listen, I'm sure you have this on yours. And Hayden always, this is what I love about Hayden. He always comes prepared. He always comes with so many good trade talk topics. And I had one, and there's one, and it popped, it came to me. It appeared on one of my feeds. And it was the only thing I want to talk about because it goes on what I talked about on the Monday episode, and Hayden, I'm sure you had this on one of yours, and that is that the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is bigger than Mando and WandaVision's debuts. Yes, people. You know how amped I was about this on the Monday episode. I was so jacked about this. I told Hayden, I was like trying to be all cool about it over message. I was like, hey, man, like, you know, if you're not busy or whatever, you should check the show. Man, it is great. And it smashed records. It was the most watched series premiere ever during its opening weekend on Disney Plus. And also, on top of that, it was the most watched overall on the streaming service worldwide. Like I said Monday, you think Marvel's going anywhere? No freaking way. Disney is putting it out, man. They are just like, I mean, I was excited about this when Disney released all their information. We had to talk about it, and they released all their upcoming stuff. And I mean, the ones we were most excited about, I can't even talk anymore. This is like how I'm ahead of myself. And we were most excited about the Marvel stuff and the Lucasfilm stuff. But then when it comes and it exceeds your expectations, man, they got it going on. People, if you do not have Disney Plus, you need to get it. They are putting out what's hot right now. There's good stuff other places too. Yeah. I know. Justin, you need to chill. I know. But look, this show is great. And so when I saw that, especially after talking Monday, I was like, damn, this is it. This backs me up. Like, yes, I do know what I'm talking about. Validated.
You know what I think is going to be hilarious is that all those folks that canceled their subscription when Disney canceled Gina Carano from Mandalorian, they're all going to come crawling back. Yeah. There's going to be a spike in resubscriptions and they're going to be like, yes, we'll take your money. You can't believe us. Don't even try.
It's just so good, man. It's just so good.
Yeah, I'm like, when Justin was talking about this, folks, on Monday's episode, I was like, I'm so amped and I can't get to it yet.
Hey, listen, it has nothing to do, even if you just watch the first episode, nothing to do with WandaVision. Even if you haven't finished WandaVision, it does not matter. Nothing comes up. This is what I'm telling you. Don't even watch WandaVision anymore. Just move on.
You're done with it. Just move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be something, though. They'll find some way along the line to link it all together. You watch something.
Oh, of course they have to. Yeah. But in the first episode, it's not that episode. So just
go watch it. Yeah. What I love about Disney as well is that they're like throwing in movie budget money into these TV series. Like they already, when they had like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all those other TV shows that were on Netflix before Disney Plus came along, I'm like, these are pretty good quality. But these ones are even more so. And they've got the A-list talent attached to it as well, which clearly they've got big budgets. All those actors are being really generous and they're not taking their full quote to appear in these shows.
You know what? Oh. And good for them. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I like it when you see, it was like when True Detective came out and they got like Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, and they got Vince Vaughn, and is it Brad Pitt? No, it's supposed to be Brad.
They had Marisela Ali as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like Oscar winners all over that show.
Yeah, and I like when you see that. One, because, you know, they must believe in it. But two, it's, as an actor, it's job security. You know, you do one movie and it's like, what's the next movie? Whereas, you know, you get into a TV series. You know, that's steady work. You know where you're going every, you know what your year or 2 years or 3 years is going to look like. And I don't know. It's good.
It's good. Now, sticking on the Marvel choo-choo train.
Choo-choo.
Last, not Monday's episode just gone, but the previous one. What you been blanking? Blank. I mentioned that there was, actually, no, it was. It was the first, sorry, folks. The first trade talk episode that we did after What You Been Blanking. We discussed how there was a head-to-head between Black Widow and Fast 9 on who was going to drop first in the summertime. Well, announcement.
Who's it going to be? Black Widow. My guess is Black Widow.
Black Widow? You would be 100% right.
Yes.
Right. You'd be right. So Disney announced that the film's getting pushed again because they're like, we'll push it to November. Pandemic's still happening. We'll push it to July. Pandemic's still happening. So, yes, it is only March now, but there's no way in the world that it's going to be safe, fine, whatever. Theaters open en masse in 2 months' time. No way. So what Disney's been good, because they've experimented now with two tentpole films. They did it with Mulan and they did it with Raya and the Last Dragon. So they know what they're doing with putting big films on their streaming platforms. So what they announced is that they're going to be sending Black Widow a day and date release to Disney Plus Premium, so you have to pay for it again, and to theaters at the same time. So they've kind of gone, this film has probably been finished for maybe 15 to 18 months ago, because they've already been pushing it a year of release. They can't keep doing that. It's like, yo, we did this film like 3 years ago, just because they want to wait for the biggest audience. I think that they've had enough time now to see how, I guess, box office revenue works through the streaming services, that they're confident enough that they can do pretty good releasing it online at the same time as doing it in theaters.
Make their money back, right?
Yeah. I feel in hindsight, if the global pandemic had not happened, you would have had Endgame, and then within 12 months, you would have had Black Widow. So that would have made a ton of money, because it would have been the first film of Phase 4, even though it's a prequel film. But I'm also kind of curious, because I'm like, I have a feeling that, especially with the new Doctor Strange film, where they're talking about the multiverse, and with the Spider-Man multiverse stuff, I don't know if he's still in the Marvel universe, that they're going to play around with time and parallel universes. They're going to find a way to bring her character back to life. They're going to find a way.
I hope so. She's always been an interesting character for me. She's almost like the Falcon, because I like her. And she kicks butt. And it's Scarlett Johansson who does it, who's phenomenal. But she's always one of those, she's one of those characters in those superhero movies who doesn't have a superpower. She's just got a couple pistols, you know? She's just like, jumps around and shoots people. So I always find, like, I like those characters. I always kind of find it funny when they slide him into with like other superheroes, because all these other people have like superpowers, and she's just like
normal,
an assassin battling Thanos, you know. But but I like it. So they've been really good at being able to make that character work and make her as successful as she is, but she ain't got no superpower. I think that's a testament.
Yeah, which leads you to believe that her backstory is going to be quite the backstory.
Yeah, I'll watch it, you know, absolutely.
So there you have it, folks. There's the first thing. Fast and the Furious 9, which actually is through Universal. We thought it was through Paramount, but they're through Universal. They're going to be...
Which one's coming out first?
Black Widow.
Yes.
So I was going to say. So Black Widow is coming out. It has a...
You said Fast and the Furious 9. I was like, what? Huh?
Yeah, because I wasn't quite finished my point yet.
So sorry.
I was going to say, so Fast 9... There you have it. You've been beaten to the clutch.
Carp. Okay. Yeah. I got it.
By Black Widow. And now that's going to be coming out in July sometime. So, yeah. Only a couple more months to wait for that film. So, we go comic book. And then I came across a bunch of things, Justin, that I thought that you might get a kick out of. And just in passing, I know that you've seen the film. I haven't seen it yet. Sonic the Hedgehog. Kind of not a sleeper hit, but a surprising hit at the box office after they redid all of the character design for it. So, the second one has started filming.
Oh.
Now, they announced it with like a picture on Instagram or on social media. And it was literally just Sonic sitting in a chair, like giving a peace sign for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. But if you look closer the words Sonic 2, the 2 has two tails on it.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at the, I mean, you haven't seen it, but there may or may not be an appearance by somebody.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. See, I thought I'll have to watch it even more mm-hmm. so now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, folks, there could be Tails could be quite prominent in the second Sonic film. Who knows? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
It's actually really, did my voice just go all crazy there? I feel like it might have.
It just cracked. Went, yeah. Hey, yeah. What's up?
Hey, everybody. It was actually really interesting. It was really cool how they did the Sonic movie. Because, you know, I knew Sonic and, you know, Sonic from playing the old Sonic games on Sega with Mr. Robotnik and all that. But how they made it work in a real live action film, I felt they did a really good job of that. And it has to do a lot with the rings and different things. And I don't want to say them, but it was really good. They did a really good job, and I'm excited to, I had no idea they were going to do a second one. They sort of ended the first one, like how they end, you know, first movies that are like that, where, you know, it could maybe possibly have the potential for there to be a second one, but they also wrapped it up, you know? So that's cool. I'm down with that.
Nice. Now, I'm going to finish up my last little bit. I got a couple more, but I'm going to keep it in a theme. Mm. Now, in previous episodes past, I've complained or discussed with Justin about how Hollywood screws the pooch on doing video game adaptations into films. They have not done a successful one to date, I don't think, like, that I can recall. But they were, and I was, the main reason why I was so annoyed at the fact that they keep doing it is that they never get anyone who was involved in the creation of the game, whether it be the writer or the game director, to be involved in the adaptation of the films. I'm like, why would you not go to the source? And then the one thing that bugged me was that they're developing a Metal Gear Solid film. Now, those games are huge, and they're huge because of the story, and that is Hideo Kojima. He is like the heart and soul of the Metal Gear Solid universe. I do not know why they don't have him involved in the game, in the film, sorry. There is a film, not a film, a game company called Naughty Dog. Now, they did Crash Bandicoot. Then they moved on from Crash Bandicoot to Jack and Daxter. And then they went, so they were kind of getting more adult in their games. And then they went and did The Last of Us, which I have never played. Mm. But The Last of Us, you see it everywhere. And it has rave reviews on how good it is. So, of course, naturally, Hollywood comes knocking and goes, we want the rights to your video game. We want to produce it into a TV show. Now, the reason why I bring up The Last of Us is because, one, HBO has the rights to it. So I'm like, okay, HBO is good. But it's also through Sony PlayStation, like, what are they called? It's partnered with Sony, so the video game company, and they have the video game director involved in the writing process.
Mm.
So they have both Sony PlayStation, the director of the game, helping HBO Max write a TV adaptation. I'm like, finally, you're getting the components that make the game successful and you're transitioning them over to a film. You're getting the parts there. So it should make for a good, truthful, you know, version of the video game on screen.
I like that. Last of Us was huge. It's huge. Huge game. I think they have two out now. I think they just came out with the second one for a game. But before we wrap it up, we're going to do a quick little game because, you know, we wanted to cut down our Monday episode for y'all. And we thought, you know what? Let's do a Thursday one. We'll just do some trade talk, talk about what's been going on the last week in the industry, in the film world. And we'll throw in a little game at the end because we like doing the games. We know you guys like doing the games. We know you like playing along, trying to guess with us. Probably most of the time beating us, especially me. I know you guys weren't beating Hayden when we were doing speed quotes because nobody was beating him. And so that's why we've moved on to a new game called Finish the Film Blank because, you know, it needs to be fair. You can't have just one person dominating the charts. Who do you think you are, Justin Bieber?
Who?
Don't even. Justin Bieber. You know his name. Say it. So we're going to do that. I don't know, Hayden, why don't you get out the clock? We'll put 60 seconds on it. Is that what we're doing? Were we doing 60 for this or 30?
We did 60 seconds because I was a slow scroller.
Oh, yes. So we'll continue to do 60. End the episode like this. Have some fun with us. See what you can get. We will leave one word out of a film title and see if you can guess it. Hayden, the score is 9-7 because we tied last week, so we each got a point. So you're still winning by 2, but I'm going to do everything in my power except for cheating to change that this week.
Okay, so are you ready?
Are you going to time and I'm going to give them to you first?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Was that what the plan was?
That is exactly what the plan was. All
Excelencio.
Excelsior. Okay, so in 5, 4, 3.
Oh, I threw a fun one in here for you too. Okay, start the countdown. So.
1 and go.
Blank robot.
I.
Inglorious blank.
Bastards.
Rain blank.
Rain man?
12 blank a slave.
Yes.
The blank.
Come on, man. The blank. It could be any film. Pass.
Blank number 11.
Lucky. I hate that film title. The American version's crap.
Blank Las Vegas.
Viva?
Wrong.
Leaving.
The blank Budapest Hotel.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
0 dark blank.
30. And that's time.
The 7. So for the one, I had anything. If you would have said anything, I would have given it to you. It was a trick question.
I was thinking that too. I was just going to say something.
I know. You're like, you even said, it could be anything. Pass. I was like, literally, yes. Just say anything. Oh, that was fun. What did I leave at? 0 dark 30. 7. My man. You got all of them that you went for.
You know what? You know what bugs me? That lucky number 11. It's such a bad naming film.
I really like that film. Don't you even talk bad about it.
No, the film is really good. The American title of the film is absolute garbage.
Is that the American title?
Yeah.
What was the OG?
In Australia, it was called The Wrong Man.
Oh, boring. Terrible name. Lucky number 11 is so much better.
I could tell. Look, no, you got to keep a straight face.
I think it's just because I grew up with Lucky Number 11 and I like that film. So it's like when I hear that name, I think of that film. And when I hear The Wrong Man, I don't think of that film. So maybe that's why.
It's a bad play on words because the character's name was Slevin or whatever his name is.
And he was lucky.
Yeah. So instead of 7 and 7, I'm like, yeah, it's obvious, but it's bad. It's like The Edge of Tomorrow and how they called it Live, Die, Repeat. I'm like, clearly that's what's happening, but you don't have to name the film that.
I agree with that one. That one annoyed me, but I don't know. I like Lucky Number 11. Again, though, opposite sides of the world. I don't know what you guys are doing down there half the time anyways. And on that, bruv, cue 60 seconds on the clock.
All righty. 5, 4.
Oh my goodness, 3. I'm not ready. Okay, here we go.
2.
And
go.
Blank in translation.
Oh my gosh. Pass. Lost.
Crouching blank hidden dragon.
Tiger.
Eternal blank of the spotless
sunshine.
Blank. The blank samurai.
Last.
$1 million blank.
Baby.
Black blank down.
Hawk.
Little Miss Blank.
Sunshine.
Thank you for blank.
Smoking.
The pursuit of blank.
Blank happiness.
You beat the clock. You got all of them. All of them. Black blank bastards. Was the one I had to cross out. I was like, oh, dang, he gave me that one. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 from 9.
9?
9.
Nice. Yes, I'm narrowing the loss.
The loss?
I've been keeping like a running tally, not just for each game. Running tally, bruh. Bruh.
See, bruh. Folks, this is why he's the producer, and I'm just like, action. What? What do you mean I got no money left?
Actually, I have a funny story. Remind me in our next recording of a Monday episode about running out of money on a TV show I was doing.
I remember that. Cool beans, folks. So, that's the trade talk for this week. Some good stuff there. We hope that you're enjoying the shorter, sweeter technical side of Hollywood and the entertainment industry. And the games. The games are always fun.
Always fun.
Until next time, check us out on Mondays and Thursdays now. Mondays long form, Thursdays slightly shorter. This is the Brov saying, I don't know if I'm silky or smooth yet.
Woo! You're definitely silky. You're definitely smooth. Hey, listen, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's fun doing this. There was something I was going to say that was in my brain skull, and then I was just too intertwined with listening to you. I don't know. I had forgot, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Oh, wait. No, hold on. It's right there. Is that something about... No, it's gone. Anyways, thank you for tuning in. It's been great. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. We gotta think of a title for this episode, our Thursday episodes. It doesn't have a name. So let's spitball some ideas. If you have an idea, hit us up. You know where to do it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you Monday. Have a good day. Have a good morning. Have a good night. Peace.